founded in 1970 in Hyderabad as a precision engineering shop, with the Department of Atomic Energy as its first customer. It became a space-grade supplier to ISRO, cryogenic engine components, and a defense supplier for the nuclear submarine program. A 2010 qualification by Bloom Energy made fuel cells a fourth pillar, tied to the U.S. data center build-out. Its 2021 IPO was subscribed 200x. Financial year 2026 guidance is for over 70% revenue growth across its verticals. 1970p. Ravinder Reddy founds MTR in Hyderabad as a precision engineering shop, its first customer the Department of Atomic Energy. 1980 it becomes a trusted vendor for the Bhabha Atomic Research Center, making fuel handling and reactor pressure vessel components. 1995 ISRO awards MTR the contract to make cryogenic engine components for the PSLV, turning the shop into a space-grade supplier. 2003 defense customers are added, including components for India's nuclear submarine program. 2010 Bloom Energy of California qualifies MTR as a fuel cell hotbox component supplier, making clean energy a fourth pillar. March 2021 MTR's IPO at Rs. 575 is subscribed 200x and lists at Rs. 1064, an 85% premium. 2022 Bloom Energy revenue compounds with the US data center build-out, diversifying the order book. 2024 Indian Navy submarine program contracts ramp, and Tejas avionics housings are added. Financial year 2025 revenue is around Rs. 703 crore with an order book above Rs. 1200 crore. Financial year 2026 management guides for over 70% revenue growth, driven by the Bloom Energy ramp, indigenous defense orders and new clean energy wins, with new facilities being commissioned. 2026 four verticals run simultaneously, atomic, aerospace, defense and fuel cells, each in a multi-year capex cycle, with civilian aerospace and AMCA components in development. MTR is not really in any single trend. It sits in the picks and shovels layer of five different strategic cycles at once: atomic energy, space, defense, clean energy and, lately, civilian aerospace, machining the precision parts each of them depends on. Here is the journey of a 55-year-old precision shop, year by year. The pattern is the point: MTR is not riding one trend. It sits in the picks and shovels layer of five strategic cycles at once, and the precision parts get machined by a company that has been doing exactly this for 55 years. Niches owned for half a century turn into monopolies the customer cannot easily replace, which is why a single precision shop can ride atomic, space, defense and clean energy demand together. This is general information, not investment advice.